us and here on the Gold Coast soon, a tram. A commuter advocacy group says the tertiary transport concession card system is clumsy and it forces students to carry three cards, the GO card, the TTCC, as well as their student ID. This is Rob Dow from the commuter advocacy group Rail Back on Track, talking about a system that he reckons could be streamlined.
The tertiary transport concession card has been available for around 6 months, but from today, the 1st of July, it's necessary for tertiary students to get concessions on public transport. That means that they get a 50% reduction in the fares. Up to this point, the student ID card has been considered to be proof of the concession entitlement. The problem in the past has been that a lot of the students who were full-time are no longer full-time, and they've been able to access concession travel while they're actually working. So what the government has done is they've introduced a system whereby the students will have to carry the tertiary transport concession card to continue to access the concession fares. In addition to that card, they will need to have the GO card, of course, the concession GO card, and their student ID has to be carried as well. So they have to carry three cards. Now, we've always thought there was a better solution to this. In Perth, in the major institutions, universities over there, they have a combined go-kart equivalent, which is called the Smart Rider in Perth, and it's combined with the student card, so that once the student entitlement finishes, once they graduate or they no longer have the full-time status, which is necessary to obtain the concessions, the Smart Rider card automatically goes back to charging full fares. Now, that obviously will reduce considerably administrative overloads. This particular system has been introduced this year for Queensland, in southeast Queensland, is particularly clumsy. There's an application process, and what students are upset about today is some of them have applied months ago for their transport concession card and hasn't arrived.
So where does that leave them?
They were told that they would have to get an adult GO card and pay full fares. Now, that's pretty difficult. Fares in southeast Queensland are amongst the most highest cost fares in the world. So if they're accustomed to 50% fares, all of a sudden they have to pay full fares. Many students would not be able to manage those high costs. Now, in response to yesterday, the students overnight have set up a petition at Changeorg, actually requesting that the minister cease fines against students until the backlog of tertiary transport concession cards are processed.
And Robert Dow, on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast, any official word from the minister's office as to why there's been a delay?
Well, I heard on the media this morning that the minister is actually back down from the position yesterday and is actually allowing a couple of weeks' grace for the students to continue to access concession, providing they've applied for the transport concession card. Now, that's a little bit of a compromise, but in many cases it seems to be taking a lot more than 2 weeks to get the card. I think the minister needs to talk to Translink and get them to expedite the process whereby students can get their tertiary transport concession card. 65,000 tertiary students already have it, but there seems to be a significant number, which is evidenced by the response to the petition that the students have started, that don't actually have a current TCC, as referred to as the tertiary transport concession card. So I think there needs to be a little bit more grace given to these students to allow them to actually get hold of a tertiary transport concession card, because clearly many of them will not be able to afford the high cost full fares on the Translink network in southeast Queensland.
From Rail Back on Track, that's Rob Dow joining you right now. Transport Minister Scott Emerson, good morning.
G'day, Nicole.
Have there been any delays in students trying to access these TTCCs or tertiary transport concession cards?
Look, Nicole, as my office told you earlier today, there's no delay. We've issued 65,000 of these cards, and I've checked my office just a couple of hours ago just to check after we were told by your show that Robert had made those claims. There's no application in that's been longer than 10 working days, so there's no delay at all. We've issued 65,000 already.
So the cards have been available for 6 months, but as of today they must be shown?
That's right, from July the 1st. We've given plenty of warning about this. The unfortunate thing is that people have been ripping off the system, and I make no apologies for cracking down on people rorting the system.
So since yesterday when you announced that anyone who does not show their card will be fined, there's been no back down, as Rob Dow was saying just moments ago?
As we said to your office as we said to your show a bit earlier in the day, there's been no change to that. We've given plenty of warning about this. Unfortunately, we think there's about 85,000 students that are entitled to the concession, but this year we've had 150,000 claiming it. So we've got about 65,000, we think, of people are rorting the system wrongly, claiming a half-price discount when they're not entitled to. Unfortunately, the university some time ago changed their student card system. When I went through university, they issued a student card every year and was updated every year. What we had was that some time ago, the university started issuing cards for the entire period of a degree, and potentially that could be 5 years. Some people would only do study for 1 year, but then for the next 4 years, claim the discount. And that's unfair, and that was costing the system probably about $8 million.
Rob Dowd does acknowledge that. Right at the very start, he says, you know, I get that. The fact that students have to show 3 cards, including the TTCC, is that correct? When you get on a tram or a bus or a train, I have to pull out of my pocket, hypothetically, a go card, a TTCC, and my student ID. I've got to do all 3?
Well, previously, they had to show 2 cards. One was the go card, like everyone else does. But if they wanted to claim the discount, they had to show a student card. But the unfortunate thing, as I just pointed out, was we've had, we think, about 65,000 people rorting the system because of the change in the student card.
Emerson, can I just play? This is something else that Rob Dow mentioned to me about something that the Sunshine Coast is doing, which is combining the 2 cards, the student concession and the go card.
As I said, other jurisdictions can do it with a combined go card and student ID. And in fact, there is a precedent for this in southeast Queensland. The Sunshine Coast University has had a trial of a combined student ID with go card for a year or two now.
And how's that going?
Very successful, as we understand. It's a shame that that process was not rolled out to the major institutions in southeast Queensland. It would have got a lot, it would have removed a lot of this angst and grief from the students, would have made the administrative process a lot more straightforward. And in fact, when the student entitlement is up, they can continue to use it because it'll just default to adult fares. So, you know, it's a win-win for everyone. It's just beyond comprehension why we have to have this convoluted system in southeast Queensland for the majority.
Mr. Emerson, your thoughts? Why not roll that one out?
Well, there's something we looked at doing. But at the moment, the technology with the cubic contract that was put in quite some time ago and is up for renewal fairly soon. We investigated that and it wasn't possible to do. But what I was very intent on doing was cracking down on this rorting that had been going on for many years, that Labor was aware of before we came to office.
But getting to rorting, a simpler system would also help you stop
the
rorting.
Nicole, as I said, under the system, we had a look at the technology. It wasn't possible to do under the current system for the go-card system across the system. We investigated that. We're hoping to be able to do that when we under the new contract, when we update the technology. But at the moment, we can't. But I'm not willing to just put my head in the sand and ignore what we think is about $8 million a year in rorting. The fact that if a student wants to get a 50% discount, the fact they have to show 3 cards, if they're challenged for it, I don't think it's unfair. It's not that they have to show it every time they get on a bus or get on a train. They don't even show their go card to get on a bus and a train and touch on and touch off. But if they are challenged to demonstrate that they are entitled to do that, they have to show those 3 cards. I can tell you, I'm sure they're carrying 3 coffee cards more than they're showing a tertiary concession card. I don't think it's a big ask of people if they want to get a 50% discount on public transport.
Queensland Transport Minister, yes.
And just coming back again, Nicole, there's no backlog, despite what Robert claims.
Well, why would he say that, and why would students be starting a petition?
Well, maybe that's a question to ask him. But we've issued 65,000 of these cards already. There's no one that's longer than 10 days at the moment. We've got a number of cards that people have had 6 months to put in their applications. As Robert said, I think the fact is we've issued 65,000 of those. Unfortunately, what you're reporting is wrong.
Scott Emerson, thank you for clarifying.
Thanks.
It is a minute away from the news.
Coast traffic on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast.
And good morning, Jay.
Yeah, good morning, Nicole. Still seeing a little extra traffic on the bill moving through.